Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, could see a chance of sprinkles, otherwise sunny skies, lower 40s, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to the mid-teens. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For Thursday, mostly sunny, cooler temperatures, lower 30s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy, temperatures at 18. Currently, it's 53.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville. With tremendous rebates available, rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors downtown Marysville.
New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs and land rollers can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed. Break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground. Helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. South Korea trade officials announcing the government will submit a plan to renegotiate the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement to the nation's National Assembly government body. South Korea's trade minister met with officials from 20 ministries and the government regarding CORUS and the plans to renegotiate the trade agreement. A senior trade official said they hope to submit the plan to lawmakers possibly within the month. Now, submitting a plan would effectively wrap up the domestic procedures needed for opening talks with Washington. However, agriculture in both countries appear concerned to reopening the trade agreement. South Korean farmers and stock breeders have opposed any additional market opening to the U.S., claiming they suffered substantial damage over the last 5 years. South Korea is the third largest importer of U.S. corn, and Korea currently the fifth largest U.S. agricultural export market overall. Well, the Senate tax bill passed over the weekend does not include a deduction that farm co-ops lobbied to keep in the tax reform package. The National Council of Farmer Cooperatives says the domestic production activities deduction, known as the Section 199 deduction, means farmers may end up paying more taxes. Chuck Connor, the NCFC CEO, previously said that the Section 199 allows farmer cooperatives to pass nearly $2 billion nationally directly back to farmers across rural America, and farmers can then deduct their share of the Section 199 benefit on their farm's tax forms. Farmer co-ops support tax reform, but not the elimination of the Section 199 deductions. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Get comfortable and quality furniture for your home. Hill Home Furnishings in Beatrice has new owners, but has the same quality products, the same great service, and the same knowledgeable employees. Stop in today and see the redesigned showrooms stocked with brands like Lazy Boy, Boy Hill, Best Home Furnishings, Smith Brothers, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic. Hill Home Furnishings, it's sheer quality.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Governor Brownback has announced the appointment of Scott E. McPherson of Sterling as a district judge in the 20th District, comprised of five counties in central Kansas. McPherson will fill the vacancy created by the resignation of Judge Ron Svati. McPherson has served as the Rice County attorney since 2007 and previously was an assistant county attorney in Barton County. The 20th District includes Barton, Ellsworth, Rice, Russell, and Stafford counties. Court documents show a former Pratt school secretary admitted to making a bomb threat at the school where she worked. Claudia Rodriguez Oviedo was arrested and charged with terrorism in November after the threat. According to an affidavit released this week, the district received the threat in an email message. The USD 382's technology director determined the email was sent from within the school's computer network. The message was traced back to a computer assigned to the woman who was a secretary at Southwest Elementary School. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, the best brands make the best gifts. So take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Right now, you can save $50 with new lower prices on all Weber Spirit grills. Plus, enjoy free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up. Just like Santa, our elves build it and a guy in red delivers it. Get the perfect gifts at the perfect price. Now at your neighborhood Ace. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store for Ace Rewards members only through 12/24. Store stock only. See store for details.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Molly is such a cute snowflake. Where's that costume from?
Thanks. Liberty Mutual saved us some money, so it's custom made.
Liberty did what?
Oh, we switched our auto and home insurance and saved almost $800.
I wish we saved like that. Sarah's costume could use some work.
But she's a cute horse.
Sharon, she's a turkey.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save $782 when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
School officials in Kingman say an online threat has been traced to a local high school student. USD 331 Superintendent Dr. Bob Dippenbrock said he was informed of the threat late last night. He said the threat, posted on a website, was traced by the FBI to a Kingman high school student. Law enforcement concluded late last night that it was a written threat only and not necessary to cancel school for the day. There were no plans nor the capacity to carry out the threat. The student's identity and additional details about the alleged threat were not released. After Kansas Governor Brownback's nomination this summer to an ambassador's post, the fellow Republican destined to succeed him as governor has ducked policy questions by declaring there's one governor at a time. 4 months later, some people in Kansas think they have two governors. Brownback still holds the office while he waits for a Senate vote on his appointment, but he's backing away from his Kansas duties while Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier is stepping up. As governor in waiting, Collier is putting together a proposal for the next state budget. He's appointed one cabinet member and is set to name another. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water. The same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say a 31-year-old driver has died after striking a parked semi-trailer along Interstate 80 in eastern Omaha. The accident occurred around 2:10 yesterday. Police say the driver has been identified as Tyrone Santos Morales, who lived in the Omaha suburb of Bellevue. A prisoner who helped two other inmates escape a Lincoln prison has been given 3 to 4 more years in prison, time that will be added to his 10 to 15 years he's already serving for robbery. Prosecutors say that in June of last year, Brandon D. Williams helped some Lincoln Correctional Center inmates hide in a laundry cart before rolling the car into a truck headed outside the prison. Police say a man shot in North Omaha over the weekend has died of his injuries. Police say 56-year-old Lionel Johnson died Monday at a hospital. Officers investigating a report of a shooting a day earlier found him on the sidewalk suffering from a gunshot wound. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A recent public meeting for patrons of Hanover Hospital District was held following following a decision by the board in November to issue $2.2 million in revenue bonds in efforts to attract new providers and patients and remain competitive in the healthcare market. The revenue bonds will not affect taxpayers or the mill levy, as they will be repaid by additional income from services provided. A new CT scanner will be purchased, and existing space will be reconfigured to accommodate the equipment. In addition, electronic medical records will be adopted for the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic, allowing easier doctor-patient interaction and increasing quality of care offered. Additional equipment and furniture will be purchased to replace outdated items, including those in the OB and surgery departments. The improvements are being made in response to a voter's decision that the Hanover Hospital remain independent and continue serving the community. It was also noted that within the last year, the hospital has added services that have helped increase revenue by 30% compared year over year. Those services include an outpatient clinic, cardiac and pulmonary rehab, and infusion services. Dennis Pyle, state senator from Hiawatha, announced that he intends to introduce legislation to prevent court-ordered school closure. The proposal, if adopted, would amend the Kansas Constitution, giving that exclusive authority to local school boards. Pyle notes decision-making is best left to locally elected officials who are closest to the people, not bureaucrats or judges in Topeka. Pyle is currently in the process of drafting the language and plans to pre-file the legislation before the session begins in January. If adopted, this would restore local control to boards and patrons. Forced consolidation is not the answer. Each district is unique. Not all districts, rural or urban, have the same funding issues. Pyle went on to say for years, the wasteful spending and bloated bureaucracy in Topeka are the greatest threat to rural schools, and this measure would give local school districts one more weapon in the fight. The measure would have to be passed with a two-thirds majority of a legislature to put before voters. Pyle is considering a special election for the proposal. Carla Renee Polson, age 65, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery, southeast of Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family visitation Thursday from 6 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Renee Polson. Mary Frances Jurgens of Summerfield passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church, Summerfield. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. At Kinsley's Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Jurgens. Wayne L. Whitesell, age 82, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Wayne Whitesell. Alvin F. Sedlacek, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Alvin Sedlacek.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holly Jolly, it's a hometown Christmas in Blue Rapids this Saturday. Start with the Fireman's Pancake Feed from 7 to 11. Check out the Christmas Basket Sale at the library and score some wonderful gifts at the Christmas Bazaar in the gym. Visit the Blue Rapids businesses, open houses all day. Don't forget the Beard Contest, prize drawing, soup supper, and lighted parade to finish off this Christmas welcome. It's a hometown Christmas in Blue Rapids on Saturday.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we do have a stationary front lingering across the central parts of the Midwest, which could bring a little bit of some sprinkles as we head through the day. It will slowly make its way into a cold front and then move into the southern parts of the United States. Behind this cold front, cooler temperatures expected for tomorrow, but then warming back up into the 40s by the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, could see some sprinkles, otherwise partly to mostly sunny, lower 40s. Wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-teens. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. For Thursday, sunny skies, cooler temperatures, lower 30s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low near 18. As into Friday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high near 42. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 20s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature, early December 45, a record high in the state 73 in 2001. The average low 25 and the record low is 2 degrees in 1964. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning at 7:28.
Is there such a thing as the perfect age or the prime of your life? A re-examination of those concepts today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 6th, the 340th day of the year. Jazz great Dave Brubeck was born on this day, and 70 years ago, Harry Truman dedicated Florida's Everglades National Park. If you've ever worried you were past the prime of your life, stop worrying. A Harvard professor says there really is no prime or an age where you peak in all measures of well-being. Physically, we're best at strenuous activities in our teens and 20s, but those in middle age and beyond tend to excel in activities requiring endurance. Mental abilities, too, rise and fall in waves. Memory functions decline, but more complex reasoning skills develop well into our later years. And the best news? Psychologists say we don't begin to hit peak happiness until we reach our 60s. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Come to Reflections Hallmark to deck your halls. Find everything you need here. Garlands and wreaths? Got it. Buy one, get one half off the holiday boxed cards and gift wrap? Got it. Hallmark ornaments with all your favorite Disney characters, movies, and family moments? Got it. Holiday decorations galore? Got it. Get into the spirit of the season and get to Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Camus Stokes scored 17 points with 5 3-pointers, and Kansas State cruised past South Carolina Upstate 86-49 on Tuesday night. Barry Brown scored 15 points with 4 assists. Dean Wade added 13 points with 7 rebounds, and the Wildcats, now 8-1, made 12 3-pointers and shot 50.8% from the floor. Stokes hit 2 threes in Kansas State's opening 24-2 run, and the Wildcats at one point shot 88% from the field to the Spartans' 14%. Again, the Wildcats over SC Upstate 86-49. It was a good night for the Wichita State Shockers last night as well, as Landry Shamet had 21 points and Wichita State rallied to beat South Dakota State 95-85. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for beef. being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Right-hander Wiley Peralta and the Kansas City Royals have agreed to a one-year contract worth $1.525 million, a deal that includes a club option for 2019. The 28-year-old Peralta gets a $1.5 million salary next year and the chance to earn $1.25 million annually in performance bonuses. The option is for $3 million with a $25,000 buyout. If the Royals decline the option, he would be eligible for salary arbitration. A woman who filed a petition for a protective order against Oklahoma running back Rodney Anderson is accusing him of sexually assaulting her in an apartment and says she fears for her safety. The petition filed against Anderson this week alleges the Sooners rushing leader forced himself on the woman last month and that she remembers, quote, feeling like she couldn't get away, end quote. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball action Tuesday in girls play. Marysville took Falls City 66-25. Frankfort over Washington County 61-39. Valley Heights girls took Blue Valley 65-40. Hanover topped Axtell 58-33. Centralia down Wetmore 48-15. Diller Odell girls over Dorchester 46-39. In boys play, Marysville trimmed Falls City 70-45. Frankfort outlasted Washington County 47-38. Valley Heights boys over Blue Valley 61-57. Hanover took Axtell 63-44. Centralia boys down Wetmore 83-16. Diller Odell over Dorchester 61-12. And Johnson County Central over Southern 45-41. Kansas Jayhawks in action versus Washington at the Sprint Center Wednesday evening. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
High school basketball action. Marysville Lady Bulldogs defeat the Falls City Tigers 66-25. Marysville was led by Sydney Payshaw with 15. Sammy Bartles had 11. Sarah Roberts had 9. Nicole Franco had 7. And Alex Denner had 4 for the starters. 25 points in the first quarter, followed by 16 in the second, 20 in the third, and 5 in the fourth. That all rounds out to 66. It was a laugher. In boys' action, it was a different. It was a tale of two games. Marysville won 70-45 after only having a 3-point lead at halftime. They were led by Gabe Pichel with 27. Jack Bloomer and Bryson Meinhardt each had 14. Off the bench, Jacob Backus poured in 9 and played some outstanding defense. First quarter, Marysville had 17, as they did in the second quarter. In the third quarter, they had 19 and kicked in 17 in the fourth quarter, holding Falls City to 14 points in the second half total. Again, Lady Bulldogs defeat Falls City 66-25, and your boys defeat Falls City 70-45. This is Brian Cook reporting for KNDY Sports.
Frankfort Wildcats take a pair from the Washington County Tigers in Twin Valley League play Tuesday. Frankfort Lady Wildcats led by double digits most of the way, winning 61-39, paced by Emily Ebert's 17-point performance. Kenan Brandt and reserve Allie Tomer with 10 points apiece as Frankfort is undefeated in 3 starts. Washington County led by Tess Chetcherly with 12 points. Washington County evens their mark 1-1. Frankfort 61, Washington County 39 in girls play. Boys' game went back and forth, but Frankfort prevailed 47-38. Led in scoring with Gavin Corneliusen with 13 points. Brandon Anderson in double figures with 11 as Frankfort improves to 1-2. Washington County led by Carson Talkington with 14 points. Tigers fall winless in 2 starts. Frankfort 47, Washington County 38. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Hidden wireless fees are frustrating. That's why U.S. Cellular has plans with unlimited data and no hidden fees. Switch to U.S. Cellular now and get up to $650 back and a stronger signal in the middle of anywhere.
everywhere.
Retail installment contract, postpaid plan, phone turn-in, and DV Plus required. Customer reimbursed for ETF or remaining device balance. Unlimited speed reduced to 2 gigs after 22 gigabytes. Taxes, certain charges, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Visit Five Star Cellular, your local U.S. Cellular authorized agent in Marysville, next to Our Family Grocery, for the best deals and service on a network that puts you in the middle of anywhere.
The gift of a living plant can generate a smile in just a few seconds, but making sure the plant maintains its beauty can be stressful for the recipient. Here are a few tips to share when you give the gift of a holiday plant. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Once the plant arrives home, remove the plant from its protective sleeve and bend down the edges of the foil pot wrapper. This allows light to reach all parts of the plant. Place in a brightly lit location away from drafts of hot and cold air. Punch holes in the foil pot wrapper to allow water to drain. Set it on a saucer to protect your furniture. Pour off excess water or place pebbles in the bottom of the decorative basket, saucer, or foil to elevate the pot above any excess water that collects. And make sure your plant arrives in good shape by protecting it from temperature extremes on its trips from the store to its final destination. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
A harbor is not only a place to load and unload cargo, but it can provide shelter in the face of a storm. But that's the problem. There just aren't any safe harbors here, and that makes this a particularly treacherous place to sail. The story is this edition of the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures. We'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. The Sulaks have helped ships traverse the Great Lakes for well over a century, but as those ships sailed west, they could experience very dangerous conditions, especially in the fall of the year.
Once these ships turned around Whitefish Point, they'd pass the lighthouse, they'd head up into the Big Lake. There was another problem. That is where the weather could be the worst, but there was nothing to really allow those ships to get into cover. There were no harbors.
Bruce Lynn is executive director of the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum.
Those ships would be getting driven ashore. If they'd get driven ashore, you could have a whole crew survive and they would perish later on because there was just nothing up there. So they would perish from exposure.
The best known of shipwrecks here, though, was a freighter that did not make it to shore in the storm. It was the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That was November 10th, 1975. It really wasn't that long ago. Here at the Sulaks alone, there were 90-mile-per-hour wind gusts that were recorded. If it's that bad here in Sault Ste. Marie, relatively protected, just imagine what it was like out in the Lake Superior that night. There were 30-foot waves being recorded by ships out there that day.
Although technology has advanced, these storms remain a very big danger to ships.
The ships you see coming through today, with the exceptions of the 1,000-footers, you know, the Fitzgerald, had it not gone down, chances are it would still be sailing today. There are ships out here today that are smaller, so it tends to resonate with people when they see a ship like that that disappears so quickly that it can't get a distress signal out.
Our story concludes next time with that of the Fitzgerald as we travel the countryside in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCray.
When it gets
heads cold, I'm sure there are times when your livestock wish they could come in the house with you. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Shelter livestock from the winter winds by planting a windbreak when you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Sheep have wool coats and cattle grow thick hair, but when the winter winds pick up, you might find them huddled against the trees in your pasture. A stand of trees can do a good job of blocking the worst of the harsh weather. Studies have shown that during severe winters, cattle in feedlots protected from the wind gained 10 pounds more than cattle in unprotected lots. Jim Brandel is an emeritus shelter belt ecologist at the University of Nebraska. He says the windbreak has to be planted in the right place to do the job.
You'd like it to be perpendicular to those winter winds because your maximum protection is measured in distances away from the windbreak perpendicular to the prevailing wind. For most of the area that we're talking about, we're probably looking at a windbreak at least on the north, and we would strongly encourage protection on the west as well.
A windbreak on the south side can provide protection from snowstorms in late winter and early spring. But be careful with southern windbreaks. They might block summer breezes, which could increase heat stress for animals. At the minimum, a windbreak planting should have three dense rows.
One of which should be a pretty dense conifer, something like eastern red cedar or northern white cedar. Some of the spruce species work there too. We want something with some height, and so you may very well find a tall deciduous tree associated with it, and typically a shrub. Typically the shrub will be on the inside towards the feedlot.
To make chores a little easier, plant another row of shrubs or trees about 50 to 100 feet away from the main windbreak. It'll act as a snow trip, so you won't have heavy drifts in the area where you have to work with the livestock. Learn more about developing a wind shelter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's Elsie Grace's annual pajama party this Saturday. Come shop in your pajamas from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. and get discounts store-wide. Santa's elves are delivering new merchandise daily and shipping out gift baskets to the good girls and boys on your shopping list. Enjoy samples of food and fudge and do it all in your pajamas. Only at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort this Saturday.
For every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show. The storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word.
Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why I believe.
Land in the United States is disappearing faster than we thought. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
A new study by the American Farmland Trust shows farmland losses have been underestimated. AFT President John Piotti.
We're losing farmland faster than we thought. 41 million acres of farmland since 1982. That is the equivalent of over 100 acres of farmland being lost every hour.
Piotti says the American Farmland Trust is releasing research details this month, including a map outlining the scope of farmland losses.
I really am thinking about farmland not just as something that's critical to our future food supply, but critical really to the future of our society. And I view it as similar to how we think about critical infrastructure. If you look it up in the dictionary, it's really about what you need on a fundamental level in order for society to survive and to thrive. In my mind, nothing is more fundamental than the food that we grow.
I'll have more in tomorrow's show. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new report from CoBank says 2018 could bring an increase in profit margins for grain elevators. The report cites a weak harvest basis along with low transportation rates and other issues for the prospect of improved profit margins. One CoBank researcher also says a large carryover and other huge crop have created an attractive carry in the futures market, especially wheat, adding that the current market conditions will provide elevators with better returns year over year if they've been able to purchase the grain. U.S. ending stocks for corn and soybeans in 2018 currently estimated to be the largest since 1987 and 2006, but stock-to-use ratios remain manageable. But the supply situation for wheat remains more burdensome, with large stocks expected to continue to weigh on the market in the coming year. The report says that because of the large supplies, localized storage shortages have developed in the Western Corn Belt in places like Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. General Mills sent a contribution of $735,000 to the National Wheat Foundation. These funds are earmarked for the foundation to work on the Soil Health Partnership to advance adoption and implementation of soil health practices. The funds, equally distributed over the next 3 years, will be used to conduct soil health research on wheat farms and educate outreach of more than 125,000 wheat farmers across the northern and southern plains. The contribution brings General Mills' recent financial commitment to nearly $3 million for promoting the expanded adoption of soil health practices. As part of the agreement, General Mills has partnered with the Soil Health Partnership and the National Wheat Foundation to provide on-farm mentorship for farm operators. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Pressure continuing on our grains and soybeans. Corn tries to rally. December corn up a quarter cent now at 340, but March down one at 352. The issues with Kansas City wheat continue. December KC wheat down 8.25 at 406. March Kansas City wheat down 8 at 423.5. Not a pleasant day in any of the wheat markets today, and Kansas City wheat continues to struggle. Soybeans with their own set of issues today after a couple of really strong days. January beans down 9.75 at 998 and 3/4. March beans down 9.75 at 10.10 and 3/4. December soy meal is 260 lower at 338.70. January bean meal is down 270 at 340.60. So not a good day for the soybean meal. Soy oil is sharply lower too. December down 24 points at 33.17. January down 34 points at 33.16. So nothing positive in the soy complex. The livestock complex is lower as well, all the way down. December live cattle down 72 at 115.70. Feb live cattle down 135 at 119.17. All the later months down by more than a dollar. January feeders down 187 at 145.95. March feeders down 187 at 143.87. Most of the later months in feeder cattle are down by more than $2. So not a pleasant day for cattle. Hogs are off after a decent start. December hogs down 17 at 64.10. Feb hogs down 90 at 69.60. So nothing positive in the livestock complex. Cotton is up. March cotton up 32 at 72.83. May up 26 at 73.53. Crude oil is sharply lower. January crude is down $1.30 currently at 56.32. February crude is down $1.29 at 56.38. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas are all lower at the same time. Kind of a tough day in some of our futures markets on Wednesday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and whether at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson again today, reminding all of us why agricultural exports are important to the U.S. economy. I'll talk about it after this message.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
It's a sermon that I've been preaching for decades, the importance of maintaining and growing U.S. agricultural exports, vital to our employment and to our nation's economy and to jobs in the United States. And the latest report shows that we continue to move higher in the farm export picture. We hit the third third highest level on record in the recent year, totaling $140.5 billion in the 2017 fiscal year, increasing more than $10 billion from the previous year to the third highest level on record. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue talked about the importance of exports at our gathering in Arizona on Monday. He said the U.S. agricultural sector also saw growth in its annual trade surplus, which reached $21.3 billion compared to last year's $16.6 billion. That's how much more of our agricultural products we export and a lower amount that we import, helping our balance of trade. The secretary said U.S. agriculture depends on trade. It's great to see an increase in exports, and we hope to open additional markets to build on this success. He said, I'm a grow it and sell it kind of a guy. If American agricultural producers keep growing it, USDA will keep helping to sell it around the world. And he recently sent Undersecretary Ted McKinney to Colombia and Panama to increase the trade agreements we have with them. He also noted that China finished the fiscal year as the United States' largest export customer, with $22 billion worth of shipments, followed by Canada at $20.4 billion. Exports to Mexico increased to $18.6 billion. Back with the final word after this message.
Seedsmanship at work is at it again, making recommendations on Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans and the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, developed to deliver the effective weed control you need. These products are placed to perform in your specific fields. It's service you won't get from any salesman, because it's a combination of elite seed performance and expert advice only your channel seedsman can provide. And that's just the beginning, because we know harvest isn't a destination. It's a long road with a brief stop in a place that looks a little bit different each and every year. But no matter what that journey brings, you never have to face it alone. Because with Channel in your fields, you've got a seedsman by your side all season long. That's seedsmanship at work. Find yours and learn more about extending your yield with Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans at channel.com. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific in-crop use requirements in your state.
Japan, which once ranked as our number one ag customer, is now ranked number five. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Take your choice of a tough new Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Take your choice of a new 2017 or new 2018 model. 1,500 and 2,500 model Chevy Silverado pickups, both 2017 and 18 models, awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Should you sell crops and cash the check in December? There are a lot of options, but it also depends on your net income and your tax situation. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It doesn't matter what you grow. It doesn't matter how many acres you farm. What matters is that you're there when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Outstanding education, technology, innovation, and some of the greatest minds in agriculture all in one place. Commodity Classic is for every farmer who wants to get even better and even more profitable. And that would be just about every farmer, right? Spend some farmer time in Anaheim, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Most farmers are assessing their net income going into December and deciding if this year is likely to be better than next or vice versa. The numbers will help with year-end tax strategies. Sean Williamson is a CPA with the Fick, Eggemeyer, and Williamson firm in St. Louis, Missouri. He says if you've had a great year, you might accelerate expenses and defer revenue. But don't sit on your December checks, because a check in hand is revenue, regardless if you cash it this month or in January.
You have a check dated December 2nd, and it somehow doesn't get deposited until January, the IRS is going to be awfully suspicious that you didn't really have that check in hand until January. The grain elevators, they can say, oh yeah, we mailed that check out November 29th. That could get an IRS agent agitated if they find that you've been holding checks with the purposes of deferring the revenue into the following year.
If you're losing money, Williamson recommends reversing the strategy. In this case, accelerate revenue and defer expenses.
You might say, why would I ever accelerate revenue? Well, you might do that to make a banker happy and also to smooth out your revenue. So if you're losing $100,000 in a given year, if you have the option of moving $50,000 or $60,000 back into December and showing a $40,000, $50,000 loss instead of a $100,000 loss.
He says another reason not to show a huge loss is that losses over $100,000 tend to invite IRS audits. I'm Jody Henke. Find more year-end tax timing tips at agriculture.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the question is, what will the final national 2017 crop production turnout to be? What are average yields on a county level? USDA is doing a major survey of producers to find the answers to those questions.
Your farm mailbox may be stuffed to the brim every day right now with holiday catalogs and such, but also in there could be a survey form from the USDA. Lance Honig with USDA Statistics Service said the survey is going on now through about the 16th. It's a big one.
We call it our December Crops APS, Acreage and Production Survey, and it's where we survey about 83,000 producers across the country, collecting acreage yield and production for most of those major row crops. And of course, this is for most folks after harvest, so you're collecting actual harvest results,
which will feed into the national annual crop production report in January. But another 150,000 producers will be surveyed to give an accurate county level picture of yields, and those numbers can determine payments for producers in some USDA safety net programs like ARC. And so
for producers out there who are, you know, on the fence about whether or not they want to take the time to complete these surveys, it really has a huge impact on the work that they're doing.
The county-level surveying will continue on into January. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer dropped 7 points in November, signaling a slump in U.S. ag producers' confidence compared to a month earlier. At 128, the measure of producer optimism was the second weakest observed this year, just 4 points above the lowest reading in 2017 of 124 last March. However, organizers say that although indicating producers were less confident about the agricultural economy than in October, the survey still suggests ag producers remain more optimistic than they were prior to the fall election in 2016. The November slide was driven by producers taking a less optimistic view of the future. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. Kitty Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT.
KNDY.